Blog Talk Radio.
This evening, and my fiance is finally here. Praise the Lord, he made it here safely. And so we've been unpacking the truck and, you know, trying to get as much as we can together in the house, and I wasn't sure if we were going to be done in time. And, you know, he was like, babe, you can't not do the show, so go on ahead. We can pause and get things together and, you know, get as much as we can get together. So that is what we did. We got as much as we could get done and looked up and it's 5 o'clock, hurry up. So mad dash, and here I am. So thank you for those of you who waited for me. And I know I had put up the blast earlier on Facebook that I may have not been able to make it, but thank God I was. And I hope that, you know, those of you who came through earlier and I wasn't here, well, please come back. you know, posting. Anyone who's here now, you know, go hit your Facebook page back and let them know that I'm here, and they can come back and get their promotions on. If not, you know, I'll just read some poems and, you know, talk about some other things, and, you know, we'll get it going. So we're going to do my, you know, my normal thing, and I'll get some poetry going, and we'll get this evening going. It's Saturday, and we got snow here in Virginia. I don't know where you are, but I hope that you're blessed and that things are going very well where you are. I'm going to read a poem, and then I'm going to do my little promotions for my stuff, and then we got one caller on the line, and we'll go there, and hopefully some more people will call in. Alrighty. So you are listening to the KNT show here on Blog Talk Radio, Caixa Rodriguez and Anthony Stutz, my fiancé. This is our show. We do normally Mondays and Wednesdays, 6 o'clock, and every once in a while I'm going to throw in a Saturday for something extra special. We've got 4 more shows lined up for the rest of the month. I'm going to be interviewing Daddy Rich on Monday, this coming Monday. And then the Wednesday after, I'll be interviewing Vanessa Richardson. And then the following Monday, it will be Ernest. Can never remember his last name. But his book is Scent of Jasmine, wonderful book. And then Frank McQueen, wonderful book, Red Devil. And then after that, the following Monday, I will be interviewing Donnell Jackson from Shantae's Song. And then the following Wednesday, we're going to do our ABCs of publishing a book. So hopefully I will get some more of those in the business to come through and, you know, share their wisdom on, you know, how they did it, what mistakes they ran into, and, you know, just be willing to give back, you know, to share what worked for them, what didn't work for them, to let people know the step-by-step. So, you know, what do you do after your manuscript is done? Or even how do you write a manuscript? A lot of people don't even, they have a story in their head, but they're not even sure, you know, what's the best way? How do you format chapters? How do you get it together? It's not simple for everyone. And people have read books, and we know this. We've read books, and it's like, okay, what is this? It doesn't even flow right. You know, people don't understand what a flow to a book is. So hopefully we'll get some people out for the end, and they will be able to, you know, help us get that going. So let me read this poem really quickly, and then we'll go on from there. The poem I'm going to read is called Today. It's a short one. Today I learned to fly, learned that it was all right to smile. I cried a bit, and for the first time, it was all right. Today I held my head a little higher, didn't try so hard to hold the gut that my 4 kids give me. I learned to let go. I learned to love me for me. Today birds sung and I understood their melody. I saw rainbows where there was no rain, and I swore angels rode by on silver wings. Today I gave up the past, the hurt, the tears, the doubt that laughed, and washed it away. Today I sing a song, a new song, that will last me my life. Today I became your wife, and in you I've seen a new me. Today you love me with all my iniquities, my fears and doubt. You held me and helped me crush them out. I waited for this day, though, hard, and tonight I give my soul to you. Today, I learned to be happy. Was more than a dream that wishes can come true, and today it happened with, and I do. And that was my poem for today. Now, I'm not married. I am just engaged, but, you know, one can think of that lovely day. And so I am going to go to the call online right now, and we're going to see who this person is because it's quarter after, and they have been patiently waiting, and I don't want to make them wait any longer. So we're going to go to our caller, and let's see. Maybe I can go to the caller. Ah, there we go. Caller.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Hello?
How are you? Yes, I can hear you now.
I'm fine. I'm listening to the program. Love the poem, by the way. This is Rhea.
Oh, hi, hon.
Hi, sweetie.
I didn't
how
know
are
that
you?
Was you. I'm going to remember that my 111s are you.
Oh, it's 111?
Yeah,
okay.
It comes up all one, so I'm going to remember that. That is you.
Okay, that means I don't have the block. I have a block on my phone, so my number won't be released. I'll correct
okay.
it when we get off, and you'll see my number from now
on. Okay, there we go. Well, I'm hoping, because I know a couple of your friends that you sent your thing out to said that they were going to come through, so I'm hoping I didn't
yeah,
do
actually,
them because I was a little bit late.
Hopefully they'll come. Hopefully they were late, too.
Yeah, hopefully they'll come back through. I'm going back and forth between my Facebook page and posting that I'm here. So hopefully they'll see and they'll come back because they did friend me too. So hopefully
oh,
they'll
okay.
see and they'll come back.
Okay.
So I'll let you go back to just listening.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, hon.
All right.
So that was my good friend, Rhea, another Facebook friend, which I love her support. Thank you so much for your support, hon. For those of you who do not know, I'll go ahead and do my little promo for myself for right now. We have a guest in the room. Hello. If you want to call in, call in. If that's no, because Rhea's name shows up. So I also am an author, as is Tony. He's writing a couple of books. He's in the process of writing a few books. I have one book published, which I am working on re-editing. And when we get to this February 2nd show, we will talk about editing. But my first book is called Beautiful. It is the first in a 5-part series. And the second book is Desire's Consequences, which I've been having massive trouble with as far as the editing goes. The story is done. But Beautiful, the whole series is going to be the story of five friends, Tierra Rodriguez, Aquarian, Q is what everyone calls him, Sean and Shireese, they're a married couple, and Vito. They grew up together, and now they've all have grown and gone on their way into their different careers. And then they end up kind of back in the same area, living in the same area, working in the same area. And the first book, Beautiful, takes on the life of Tierra Rodriguez. She had gone through some things as a child. And, you know, didn't tell anyone, as many of us don't. We feel people will, our parents will blame us and stuff like that when you go through traumatic things when you're a child. So she kept them to herself, and the book picks up with her as an adult and how that, keeping that trauma in, how it can affect your adulthood, how you can think that you are okay, how you can think, you know, I got a good job, I went through college, I have them in the career that I want, you know, everything is really good, I'm doing really good, but you can still really be broken on the inside, and that's kind of what the story of Beautiful is, and how she does find love, and attempts to find love for the first time where she didn't take it on as, you know, growing up, she didn't allow anyone to get that close to her. Which is, part of that being broken is that you really don't think that you are, you know. But, you know, one day you wake up and you're, you know, however old you are, and you realize I don't have anyone close. I haven't let in anyone but my friends get close enough to where they can hurt me, you know, because you don't want to get hurt. So you keep people at arm's length. And that is the story that Beautiful takes on. Desire's Consequences, which is going to be my second book, is the story of Sean and Shireese. They are the married couple, and Sean, his father passed when he was younger, and so he took on the role of head of the household, and he did for his mom, and he got a job young, and he worked hard, and he went to college to make sure that his mom would never have to work. Shireese and him were high school sweethearts. They got married right out of college, and he swore she would never have to work unless she wanted to, and she didn't. He made enough money to where they could live the life that he wanted them to live. She didn't have to work. He could take care of his mom. She didn't have to work for anything, but in doing so, Shireese had to give up her dreams. She wasn't able to live out what her dreams was. So in this book, it touches on, my second book is really on what are our desires and what are the consequences for us going after those things that we really desire. he gets a promotion, which takes him away from home. You know, it's great. You got the new promotion. You got the new job. It's more money. But now you're not home. Now you can't spend time with your wife. You want a family, but you're not home to make that family. And then his personal assistant that he's been assigned to, because he spends so much time with her, she develops feelings for him. And since he's not home, his wife is now alone. And she is like, well, he's not here, so what am I going to do? You know, so she decides that she wants to go back to what her dreams were and pick up what her dreams were, which was being a singer. And Sean was not okay with that because he didn't want his wife, you know, to spend hours and hours in the studio with what he perceived as studio types, you know, the type of people who hung out in studios and, you know, rappers and things is what he envisioned her being around. So while he's gone, she decides she's going to work on her demo and bring it to him, and he's going to love it, and he's going to realize, you know, oh, I shouldn't let you do this. So the book kind of talks about what happens with her doing that, you know, with her secretly hitting the studio and being with him being gone, and with him taking on that promotion and being involved with that woman. How does their life change? So what are the consequences for their desires? You know, for them going after the desires of their heart, what were their consequences? So that is the title of the second book, and that will be coming out. Hopefully, my goal is to have it out by this summer. And again, I thank you for those that are joining our chat room. If you would like to call in, you know, if you have something coming up, you know, if you have a show, if you have an event, if you have a new book, even if you have a book that you like and you want to let our listeners, you know that, you know, hey, I just read this really good book, you should check it out. You know, I would love for you to call in. The call-in number is 646-381-4964. You know, I would welcome you to call in and, you know, just tell our viewers, I mean our listeners, I'm sorry, about what you're doing, you know, about, you know, anything. You know, this is Free Promo Saturday. You know, anything that you would love to talk about, you know, feel free to do so. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little break, and I'm going to play some music for you guys, my favorite, for one of my favorite songs, and hope that we get some people that will call in or, you know, willing to chat. I'm going to go hit up my my Facebook page and let everybody else know that we're here. I'll be back in 3 minutes, and hopefully you will still be here, and go hit up your Facebook pages and let everybody know that we're here and that they can still come over, okay? Talk to you in a few.
Mama always told me, baby, you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk, you gotta listen.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry I cut the song. Sorry if you guys were into the song. I'm sorry. But one of my callers was like, call now. They're on their break, so I don't want to make anybody wait. I want to make sure that everybody gets full advantage of the show. Adriana? Hello? Oh, maybe not. Hello? Maybe not. Okay, we are going to try this one. Ali? Hello? Don't know what's going on with my phone right now. Let's see. Hello? Well, don't know what is going on with our callers. Or the phone. Could just be the phone. I don't know. Let's try it again. Hello? Well, I don't know what happened to our, what is going on with the shows. But I'm still here, and I'm going to try it again in a second and see if I can get you on the line. I know you're still there. I'm going to, if you can, maybe hang up and try calling me back if you can, and let's see if that works, because you're there. I can see that you are there, but I don't know why it's not letting you chat with me. So let's try it again. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, there we go.
Yeah, I said I had to make a run real quick, and I didn't know you picked it up right now.
Okay. I thought you were saying hurry up and get to me before I have to hang up.
Oh, no, I apologize, but how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you, darling? Now say your name so I can hear it.
Adriana Turner.
Adriana. Okay. Now I will remember it.
That's okay. I'm used to it.
Yeah,
okay. I'm doing
okay.
I just wanted to support you on your endeavors, and I hate I missed the title. I came in where I heard the interesting concept of it or the synopsis, but I didn't get the title. But I also wanted to share tonight a couple of titles tonight, if I can.
Yes, well, that is what today's is. I was actually sharing the two things that you heard were the synopsis on my two books.
Okay.
So that's actually what today is. It's, you know, people just come on in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know, if you got a book or a show, and I know you have a few things, so, you know, let everybody know what's going on with you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I do actually have a few things, and I didn't want to hold up anyone else that's on the line, so I'll go pretty brief. As far as everyone's wondering, like, what book events are going on or literary conference events, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk playing this background noise, but basically there's Living Your Dreams Now that's happening September 15th through the 17th, and that's in Mississippi, just a few minutes away from Memphis, Tennessee, and you can find out details by going to www.livingyourdreamswithanS.com. So again, that's Living Your Dreams Authors Retreat.com if you want to find out further details and
okay. Register.
She's also made it where people can make payment plans as low as, it's very low. And basically everything's included, your hotel, the workshops that are offered, registration, the booklets, and as well as some of your meals. And I believe it's only like for $279, and I've never seen it that cheap. I've paid that much for a table before. So
okay.
She's looking into that now, and we're debating whether or not we're going to have vendors come out and so forth. The other one doesn't happen until 2012. It's a revolutionary Christian literary conference, and they're giving people, again, enough time to get their money right, and that's in Charlotte, North Carolina. And
okay. That
is at www.rclc2012.info. And I would like to get back in the chat room, but for some reason Blog Talk was picking up some background noise.
Oh,
their
okay.
commercials that come on. You'd be like, what is this? So I'm going to try to get back on so I could type that in your chat room. And then.
Oh, that's what I'm doing now. I'm writing them down.
Okay.
And then I am going to type them in for you.
Okay. And then as far as books are concerned, yes, I'm coming out with a couple books. Well, one is already out. I should take that back. And it's been out since this summer of July 2012. I mean, 2010. Look at me going ahead of myself. And so that book is called Mare Beware, and I've written it under my pen name. See, they keep putting these commercials on here. Oh, that's annoying. Do you get that when you come on here? And it won't stop.
No.
Okay. Well, something on Blog Talk with their advertisement on the side, and I don't want to distract everybody, but
I can't. Mute your thing. Mute your sound on your computer.
I'm trying to find it. Okay, I'll do that then. Wow.
I think that's why I always have mine muted. That's probably why I always have
mine muted. Oh, okay. Let me work on that, too, while I'm talking. But, and so, yeah, that's called Mare Beware under my pen name, Dream Some More.
Okay.
And that book deals with, it's on a contest right now, and I've been posting that in my group on Facebook, if you're under Dream Some More, S-U-M-M-O-R-E, and I believe the contest ends on the 10th, where you can win a free copy on Kay Don's blog spot, and I don't have that address with me right now. I have to look for that. But you can win a copy of the book. But basically the book is dealing with Antoinette Rogers. She is forced in a foster group home due to her mother's drug and alcohol abuse. And what we tend to forget is when parents neglect their children, sometimes the children have to pay for the consequences. It's against their own will. And so in the opening chapter, you hear the young lady crying out, you know, I only miss school because of this, but the social worker is like, look, you know, we can't have this going on, and they place her in a foster care home, and you watch her go through different crises with the girls in the foster home and different things that she goes throughout the book as growth, and not only as growth, but a learning process because she has to identify who she is. And you watch her go through a series of things, and I know when some people are reading it, I was in a writer's group, and they even said, oh, my goodness, she could have really gotten some mess. And I said, exactly, and that's where a lot of our young people are dealing with identity issues, you know, who they are, should I follow what the videos are doing, things like that. So you watch her go through some things where she could get in deeper water than necessary. So that book you can find through gstreetchronicles.com on the inspirational side, or my website's at dream4more.webs.com on the Dream Store, and also Dream Some More has her own webpage at dreamsomemore.webs.com as well. And my upcoming book is God is in the Equation, which you're in that group, which I appreciate your feedback and everything, and I'm so happy for you. Did he make it home safe and sound?
Yes, he did. He got here like 3:15 in the morning.
Aww.
I should have seen me in the doorway like a little kid in a candy store jumping up and down. Oh, my goodness. I was outrageous. Standing like, oh, my God, my baby. I was a little kid.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, so I'm hoping that book comes out also in the summer. I'm looking at my birth month of May of 2011, and basically got in the equation. It deals with some of my own life examples and things that I've undergone. So I share a piece of me so people can see how God really fits in the equation. Also, the book deals with different equations, actually, you know. When you add people in your life, when you have to remove people or things from your life, there's division. There's certain people that will come in your life to try to divide or separate what God has for you. And then there's also multiplication, where God tells us to be fruitful and multiply, and there's certain things that we can build on based on the gifts and the talents that God has given us. And the sad thing is a lot of people have dreams, but those dreams are buried in the graves with them. And so this book is to really encourage people to do what God has already called them to do and to share their talents, because someone out there needs it and they're waiting for you to do that. So it was hard for me to choose what was the next book going to be, because everyone's like, wow, you got like 10 books ready to go. I said, yeah, if you minus the editing and the rewriting, but yeah,
yeah.
I have actually about 10 books to go. So I said, okay, which book should I really bring out? And I thought during this year, I think that would be the best book to really just pierce the hearts and souls of people and get their minds right and quit redoing the same things that isn't working. You know, it's funny how some people want new results but keep doing the same thing. So you're not going to get anything new by doing the same thing. So that's why I was like, okay, let's do this. And so I'm doing a lot of things. I know if you go to my page, The Adrena Turner Show, you'll see that for 10 days with 10 different hosts, we're going on different radio stations and promoting what we do. And that just gives different exposure. But it's also exciting because you get to hear from 10 other people and what they're doing from variations. You know, not all of us are authors, but I think majority of us are. But we're also having our own TV shows, radio shows, and so forth. And I'm a part of the Milwaukee's Writer Circle, where we'll be start doing the cable channel 96, where we do Meet the Author. So now we don't just review books anymore. We're taking them to TV.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the next project I'm working on this year, is being a part of that. And so getting people books out there. Right now it is only in the Milwaukee area. Hopefully if some authors are willing, I guess, to travel to be on TV, that's, you know, we'll open that up. Hopefully momentarily, but that's something we're doing to really get people books out there as well, besides my radio show. And I thank those who are nominating me, or voting, I should say. They got me on the first urban literary site on Facebook, where I'm nominated for Host of the Year for the Adrena Turner Show, as well as Reviewer of the Year. So those votes end this month, so please get as many votes as you can. I appreciate those who have voted, but I also see that you can vote as many times as you like. So, you know, if you said, oh, I voted already, okay, well, you can keep on if you would like me to win something. So I thank those people that are making my dream come true, and I was excited to see that after the year started. I was like, wow, somebody nominated me for these areas? Thank you. So,
yes, it's good. And you can also vote for more than one person, because I know for me, like for not the reviewer, but I think it was for either the radio show. It was you, I think Keisha Green, and Javira. And I'm like, okay, that's not fair. All three. I listened to all three of you. That's so not fair. I have to pick one. But
okay.
I voted for all three of you because I could. So,
okay.
You know, it's like, okay, and I can go back every day. I can make sure I go back. I vote at least once a day. So, and I vote for Larry Wilson, the sexiest author of the year.
I did too, girl.
Yes, I vote for him every day. You know, got to get that in there.
Yes, he is sexy. That picture they got. And I was the picture they chose for me, I was like, oh, thank you. That is a good picture. If you don't know, you know. And then my sister looked at the vote. She's like, why did they pick you for the sexiest woman? I said, I do ministry on the side, so I don't want them voting me for the sexiest woman anyway. So she was funny. I said, okay, well, thank you for that compliment.
Here,
but,
okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling
okay,
in.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go make, if I missed anything, you can, did you, yeah, you're back in the chat room. So
right.
You can see what I was able to get up. I think I missed your website.
That's
so
okay.
If you want to, I got the Mississippi thing, and I got the Charlotte thing, and the name of your book. So just make sure I did everything right, and then whatever I didn't get, go ahead and post up in the chat room, because then I'll go back and copy it all and put it in my radio show group that's
okay.
on Facebook as well.
Okay,
sure,
well, thank you.
You're welcome, Adrena. Thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure you have yourself a blessed day.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Now, we're going to go to Jazira, and I'm hoping I'm saying her name right, too, because we got me, Kaixa Rodriguez, in case anybody is wondering how do you say my name. It's Kaixa Rodriguez. And Jazira, right?
Jazara.
Jazara.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. How are you, hon?
I'm wonderful. I've been up, like, all day long, like I was going to work, but I'm doing well.
And you are another one that has a million things going on, another woman in a literary field that just stays busy all the time, always doing wonderful things as well.
Thank you. And Adrena sounds like she's doing wonderful things up in Milwaukee. Good representation
yes.
for the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congrats to you, Adrena. I was listening in, and I heard what she was doing, which sounds really wonderful.
She is. I'm so blessed to be associated with such wonderful women, you know, women that are not full of drama, but women that are doing absolutely positive things.
And that's what we need. That's what we need. And I think some of our younger women need to know you can be associated with other women and do positive things, and you don't have to have all that rah-rah going on.
Yes. Now, why don't you please share, ma'am, some of those positive, wonderful things that you are doing?
Thank you, Kai. I have the Divas Dating Assessment Tool, Girl Please book, which I wrote to help women with dating issues after I got involved with Malachi. And anybody who's read Love Don't Live Here Anymore, my second novel will be familiar with Malachi. I actually had a real Malachi in my life. And I thought nobody should ever have to come up against this type of guy, which is why I wrote the Divas Dating Assessment Tool, Girl Please. And for every one of those books that is purchased, we at Tranquil Moments Publishing gives away a book to a diva out there.
Okay.
This month is my birthday month, and so we're doing buy one, get one free. Anyone who purchased Love Don't Live Here Anymore this month will get a copy of the Girl Please book. And we're donating 50% of any book proceeds to the firefighters who were laid off in Gary, Indiana.
Oh, wow. That is wonderful.
Yeah, it's too bad that they got laid off, but, you know, we just want to let them know here's something that could maybe help you and your family. Because people are laid off, you know, they've had a lifestyle that they're used to living, whether it was going out to the show or eating dinner, you know, maybe once a week or something, and maybe that would just be a little something to help them do something other than, you know, focus on the situation.
Yes. Yes, that's great. That this is what I mean by, you know, positive people doing positive things, bringing about positive change. You know, if you can do something to touch even one person, and then, you know, it's that domino effect, and we hear it, you know, we hear it on the TV all the time. You know, you help one person, and sometimes you inspire that one person to take what you gave to them and to pass it on to somebody else. And it only takes one person. You know, it takes one person to do something to create that domino effect. And if one person did that for someone and then someone else, you know, eventually, you know, you're going to get a lot of people. You know, eventually the world would be touched.
Right. That, and that's how I look at it. If you've been blessed, go out and bless somebody else. And maybe you're not able to bless the person that blessed you, but bless somebody else. And when you have that opportunity that comes up in your life, then you can do that. Now, I don't necessarily have it where I could cut these people a check. My husband is a firefighter himself. And we're just blessed that he hasn't been laid off. But we're not so cocky to be like, oh, well, shoot, that ain't our household, because it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to take my gift and help somebody else if possible.
That is wonderful. That is truly wonderful. I mean, that's and I hope that everyone will go out this year. I mean, I have your Girl Please book, and I love it. You know,
thank you.
I love it. I have to get your second one, but I definitely do have the first one. And when I was working at the school back in Chicopee at the after-school program, I definitely was sharing it, some of the things from it with the teenage girls that I worked with. You know, I think it's definitely good for, you know, those girls that are getting, like you said, to that age where they want to date. And, you know, unfortunately, they're not being taught what to look out for. They don't have the, a lot of them don't have the male role model at home, or the one that they have isn't showing them what a real man is supposed to be like. And so many men, so many fathers, I won't even just say men, but fathers don't understand that they teach their daughters what to want in a man. So if you're bad to her mother, her boyfriend's going to be bad to her. You know,
because that's all she sees. That's all she knows.
Yes.
And she kind of, even though she knows it's not right, but she kind of thinks that it's the norm.
Yes. And even when you don't want it, because it's not what I wanted, and it took so long before I was able to not pick a man that was like my father. And I swore, when, you know, you swear when you grow up, I'm not going to get a man that's abusive. I'm not going to get a man that's a drunk. No one's ever going to talk to me like that. And no matter how clean cut they look on the outside, 9 times out of 10, eventually he's exactly like what you didn't want, because that's what you know. And somewhere on the inside, it's like you're drawn to it. Somehow you're drawn. You're like, he didn't seem like that type of guy. He didn't treat me like that. But a year into it or 6 months into it, here comes that other part creeping out, and you're like, oh, this is the same person all over again.
And you know what, I'm glad you said that, because I don't think anybody goes out and makes it their mission to want to end up with a dog or an abusive person or anybody. I don't think, well, you know, maybe there is somebody, but 90% of people, I don't think they're going out like, oh, I want to end up with this guy that's going to cheat and he's going to be with this person. I don't think they do that. And that was one reason that I wrote the book, was to really have people to stop and think and investigate. Because I think in the society we live in, everything is so fast-paced. You know, we want everything just right now. And we don't take the time to really just stop and investigate. And the one thing that I know from working in social work and counseling with parents, moms, and children, the one thing it is that people are moving too fast, and the minute that sex gets involved, it's like common sense kind of falls to the wayside, because that everything has changed now with the intimacy. So the one premise that I have is, if you can wait, investigate, try to find out all you can before you give it up.
All you can. People need to learn how to take their time before they make that commitment. I find it so funny how people, and I want to get to the last caller, you know, really, I met you today, we went out, we had, or you meet in the bar, and by the end of that week, he's your guy. And you may not, you don't know his last name, you don't know if his mother and father are still together, you don't know if he has any sisters or brothers, but that's your man.
Yes.
And you've made a commitment to someone that all you know is what kind of beer he likes. You know he can dance good on the dance floor, and you may know where he works. That's about all you know, but that's your man. Like,
right?
Really?
And if that's
really
true.
No one takes their time. There's no courting anymore before people make that commitment, and it's become a thing of the past, you know, courting. And really dating is supposed to be getting to know someone. You date, you spend time together as friends and get to know each other, because why get your heart all wrapped up into someone that if you just spent maybe 2 weeks, not even that long, say a week, really getting to know, you would find out, nah, that's not the one for me. Or
exactly.
She's not the one for me. You know, not just women. Men do the same thing. So why, you know, why not just take it slow and be friends and do things as friends, learn, know what you want in a mate, and figure out if that potential person has that before you make them your mate.
Right. Because once you, end up pregnant, or some of these people end up with diseases, then that's when you want to investigate. What's it look like?
Yeah.
It's not,
or once you've given your heart.
It would have been so much easier day one.
Oh, yeah. Once you've even given your heart, forget getting pregnant. Once you've just, once, I know for a woman, once I call you my man, now my heart is invested. So why invest your heart in someone that isn't worth it?
It's so
true. I want to thank you for calling, and I'm going to get
thank
to my last caller.
Thank you for having me, Kai.
You are so welcome. I'm going to have you back as well. I'm going to mess up. Adriana. I'm messing up her name again. She's going to shoot me. I'm going to get both of you two back. I'm hoping that you guys can come back on February 2nd. We're going to talk about the ABCs of publishing, and I know you've done a lot and she's done a lot, and so hopefully you guys will come back and we'll get some new authors to come in, and we can just tell them, you know, step by step what to do, what to look out for, what type of scams, and, you know, what's the best way to get your book out there. So hopefully you'll come back before then. Hopefully you'll come back. But, you know, thank you.
Thank you again. I so appreciate it.
You're
have a good
so
Saturday.
Welcome. You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We got our one more caller. We have enough time for a caller. You're on the air.
Is it a caller from 312?
Yeah, and I, you know, as soon as I did it, I realized it was you.
Okay, that's me. I wanted you to know my number.
And
no.
I said, wait, she just. As soon as I pushed the button, I said, wait, she just gave me her phone number. Why did I? Because I was rushing. And I'm like, oh, wait, there's another call. Let me not forget the caller. That's okay, hon. I'm going to go back and mute you again. You keep on listening. I love
you.
That is Rhea again. I hit her up twice now, but that is okay. Make sure that you guys, you're on the phone. Me and Ali gonna fight. My friend Ali, if you guys are free on 4 on Saturdays, he has a show also, Ali Hack, H-A-Q-Q. It's going from 4 to 5, so I make sure I do mine at 5 after him. And then at 6, I don't know if she does it every Saturday, but Miss Vanessa Richardson does one at 6. So I'm kind of in between. So I go listen to his show, go to my show, and then go to her show. So my Saturdays are crazy. But he does, you know, crazy, outrageous topics as well. He has a book coming out hopefully sometime this year. In Deep in the Game, I think, is the name of the book. And I don't have his information because he didn't post anything into the room for me to say to you guys about his book. But hopefully, you know, his book was coming out this year. On his page, you can see the cover of his book. And I read a little bit of it. So I can't wait for his book to come out. Like I said, Jazara's book, I have Girl Please. It's an awesome book. Don't have any of Adrena's, but she is a wonderful woman. And she has so many positive things going on, as does Jazara. And there's a whole lot. I was hoping that, I know I got a couple people that said they were going to try to stop through. There was a busy day for them. Miss Vanessa Richardson, like I said, she was in the middle of doing some things with her daughter. She was going to try to come through. But I will be interviewing her next Wednesday. So hopefully you guys will come through. She's a poet. She's an author. She also writes plays. So hopefully you guys will come through next Wednesday at 6 when I interview her. Like I said, on Monday, I will be interviewing Daddy Rich about his book, and I think that is the name of the book. He is currently incarcerated, but he is running a magazine. He has a magazine, which is Urban Image, and then he's also an author, and he does all of that while incarcerated. So we're going to talk to him and see how does he manage a company and, you know, get the book out and make sure that the magazine is running on time and, you know, get his emails out to people, because he definitely emails me back when I email him. And, you know, how does he get all of that done from behind bars? And what message that his book is going to get out to people. The following week I have Frank McQueen and his book, Red Devil, which I have here. I love the cover, deep, dark, sinister-looking eyes on his cover. I love that. Ernest Wingo, I don't know if it's pronounced Wingo, but that's how it's spelled, which is The Scent of Jasmine, which was a wonderful book. Those two gentlemen I will be interviewing on Monday and Wednesday. One is not next week, the following week, I'm sorry, the following week. The 17th and the 19th, those are his day. The 24th, I will be interviewing Donnell Jackson. She is the author of Shantae's Song. And on the 2nd, February 2nd, I will be doing 318 Cakes, So I think that I'm going to have to change something because I think that I put, oh, no. Yeah, I think that everything, I'm sorry, on the 26th, I'm looking at my calendar, like that doesn't make any sense. On the 26th, I'm going to be interviewing 318 Cakes, and they make cakes, cakes, cookies, brownies, and everything. He's sending me a sweet potato pie, so on the 26th, I will be able to tell you if he is worth your time or not. All of these, if you go to the event page, you'll be able to see all of my interviews coming up. KNT's Hot Topic Discussion is the group name on Facebook. You can also go there and see my lineup. Hopefully on Monday, my co-host will be back. I know he's exhausted today. He just made it here. So hopefully, you know, on Monday he'll be well rested and he will be back. I appreciate you all coming through, all of our guests that are listening in. If you would, we would love for you to be able to talk back in the chat room or call in. You just need to create a page on Blog Talk Radio, create your profile page, and then when you come into the chat room, you'll be able to talk instead of just listening, because we would love your feedback. There's a good seven of you right now in the chat room, and I love you here, but I would love your feedback to talk and ask questions and, you know, to say whatever it is that's on your mind, to respond to the interviewers. When I have interviewers, you can ask questions. If you can't get through on the telephone, you're more than free to list your questions in the chat room, and I will ask them for you. So, like I said, you can friend me if you would like, which is Caixa Rodriguez. On Facebook, you can join our group on Facebook, which is KNT's Hot Topic Discussions, and just check the events page and see the interviews that I have coming up. I would hope that you would come out and support our authors. On the January 31st, we're going to discuss sex, lives, abuse, and relationships. Now, the last time we did this show, it went over. It was a two-hour show. And it was awesome. I mean, we had to close out at an hour in the chat room, but we stayed on the phone for an additional hour. And whoever was on the phone at that point, we just kept going. It was that deep of a conversation. And on the 2nd, we will do the ABCs of publishing. I'm hoping that we get lots of authors, those that are interested in writing a book, those who have already written a book, but who aren't sure where to go from here, out so that, you know, you don't run into a lot of the same problems that I did, maybe a lot of the same problems that some other authors did. So again, I would like to thank you all for coming. I really appreciate your support. I hope to see you on Monday, 6 o'clock, right here, where we will be interviewing Daddy Rich. Have a blessed weekend. I love you. Thank you.
So busy doing things that I wasn't supposed to, and I know you might not believe me, babe, but I love you. For each tear, forgive me, it was unintentional that I made you cry. I want you to